Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to an unexpected show. However, we did get thinking today, hey, it is for those of us here in the States, those of us, let's just say those of us that are on this side of midnight, that this is, how do we say it? Leap day.
Leap year day.
Leap year day. Yeah. Very good. And so, hey, ladies, you can get out there and propose.
That's what everybody wants to do.
Sure. That's what it's traditionally been. So it's kind of interesting, you know, that women can get on bended knee. And if that guy in some areas of the UK, if you turn her down, you have to pay a fine.
That's not a thing.
Yowza, yeah. Well, it's probably not going on anymore.
No, of course not.
No. All right, I'd like to remind everybody, we're using an ordinary deck of playing cards for the readings that will be conducted here this evening. I prefer, of course, to use the cards that I've got to use for this method. The distinction should be made that this is not tarot. These are not oracle cards, and we're not using any other system that is out there. So be aware that these are oracle playing cards, and I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. And it's to be mentioned that these are sample readings. These are not complete readings. We don't have the time for that. We could be here 5 hours if I was going to give a half-hour reading to every person that came along. You know, so it's a sample. And if you are interested, you can always book a session with me. So with that said, Jim, I'm going to turn it over to you.
All right. Welcome, everybody. We'd like to remind everybody here that this for information and educational purposes only. We would also like to let all the folks out joining tonight, hey, if you are international, let it be known, and we'll give you live international shout-outs as we recognize you and see you. But you got to let us know. Kate, don't know, you know, if we don't know, you know. If we don't know that you are international, just remind us, that's all. We're not being rude sometimes, and sometimes we don't see people come rocking in here either. But we have a few folks right now. We have Ole, who is in Lebanon, I believe. Yeah. Rachel has also joined us. She's on the other side of the world. And we have Virgil from the United Kingdom with us here. And I believe I've caught everybody so far, but more will most likely come, and we'll give them their shout-outs when they do arrive. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. When you do call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And that statement is true. You'll hear the show while you wait. If you hear nothing, something went wrong, just hang up and call back. Usually the fix. Facebookers, if we get to you folks, just we don't know if and when that would occur. So you just got to kind of just hang around and see what happens. But you will be the first to know if that situation arises. And we shall provide instructions at that time. All right? And when you are getting your free reading and you hear the sound of the harps, that is a big sign that your reading is wrapping it up. So please let it wrap up. We've got to do it. Folks, they're waiting. You know, it's only fair. We must do that. But before you depart, I shall give you an angel card. And this is the origin deck that we started with many moons ago. It has no name. It probably did at the time, but we just call it the angel cards because they are the angel cards because they're all got a message from an archangel. So it's kind of cool. Different ones. It all depends on which card is drawn. It is also Toast Day, Deb.
Toast.
You know, toast, the kind you put in a toaster.
Yes. I love mine burnt.
Well, everybody burnt likes it differently. Different types of breads. You know, everybody's there, you know, toasted English muffins or bagels in a toaster can be yummy too, right? You know, it helps.
Yes, and you can make grilled cheese in a toaster. Just put the toaster on its side.
Yeah, well, there's no reason to do that. It's just you're asking for trouble if that cheese drips into your...
It's not what they say, though, if you do it right.
Why would you do that?
Oh, please, just...
I'm just saying.
Carry on.
What happens if the cheese does leak out?
You clean it up.
It gets into the little electrical burner things, Deb. It's a whole different ball game there. I advise if you need grilled cheese, just bring out your damn stove and a pan. It's very simple.
Or you can use an iron.
Let's start a nuclear reactor to do it instead of doing the real way to do it.
If you are living in a dorm,
hot plate.
Let's say you're in a hotel and all
microwave.
Is that going to be a nasty grilled cheese sandwich? Well,
then get your ass out of a frickin' place where you only have a microwave to cook with, and you won't have to get nasty shit.
You can clean the bottom of the iron.
Yep, okie dokie, folks.
See, Catherine said it will do the trick, a toaster. You should open yourself up a little more.
Use the right tool for the right job. That's what you do. Toaster, what's a toaster made for? It's to toast. It's just the cheese running. If it wasn't, otherwise it would be perfect if it wasn't for that, because it does everything you need it to do.
You have to pile a whole bunch of cheese on a grilled cheese sandwich. Piece or two, you know.
Yeah, it's good to have a lot of cheese, though. Especially if you use real high-quality cheese, like good sliced deli cheese. That's really good then, too. It doesn't have to be. It can be whatever cheese you like, too. That's what's cool.
That's true. I think American cheese American's is
what
terrible.
Everybody grew up with. But as a kid, you didn't know better. Tasted all right once you grilled it.
Yeah. Then we found out about all the good.
And then you have a real good deli cheddar. That's good stuff.
Boy, have a good soapbox moment when you're ready.
Take it away.
All right. I spent some time today. I love reading the Daily Mail website. I believe it originates in the UK. I haven't really read its history. But I am wondering what is going on with Kanye, or is it Yee, that he wants to be called, and this wench he married, Bianca. Have any of you seen the latest pictures? The only one who showed them without censoring them was the Daily Mail. Others had covered it up. That girl has literally no clothes on as she's in France for the Fashion Week. They went to little cafes and fancy restaurants, and you could see everything. No underwear, you know, no skirt. I do love burnt food, yeah. But he's behind her, dressed like to the max, like the guy's going to go to the rainforest. And here, oh my God, got to check him out. And I was reading the comments. The comments on the Daily Mail are amazingly humorous. And people, even men, were saying, hey, tell that crazy biatch to put some underwear on. She's got nothing on it. Yes, she's got a fantastic body. But we don't have to see it every time they're in the press. And I'm embarrassed for her.
Well, you don't need to be embarrassed for her because she's obviously not embarrassed.
Well, and she's going into these, say, fancy French restaurants, and with nothing on her ass, she's sitting on these probably fancy chairs. Now, am I the only one that's going to think about germs? He's a nut job anyway. We all know that. And I'll bet Kim Kardashian is laughing her ass.
Yeah, because she is the icon of sanity. Right.
She wore some crazy outfits, but I never saw her vagina playing out there in front of everybody, you know, or her back end. And this woman, this Bianca, does not even have attractive boobs. They're saggers, you know. So I just felt like I needed to say something. Oh, trying to be relevant. Okay. But she looks glassy-eyed, like this chick is on something. And I don't know if you've ever noticed, she never smiles. So everybody's under the impression that she is being coerced, drugged maybe by them.
Of course, that has to be. Oh, the conspiracy theorists.
Well, I guess, but then you think to yourself, what woman whose husband is worth millions of dollars wants to parade herself out there with nothing on?
He probably chose that type of woman.
Oh, God. Okay.
To be that.
Yeah, Rachel, that's what I'm saying. And what if they had relations before they went out? And then she's going to sit on chairs, sit in the limousine, you know.
International shout out to Jeanette, our neighbor to the north in Canada. Oh, Canada.
And you brought lots of little puppies home.
Our home in native land.
Yeah, and I think that's why Kim fell out with him. He wants a woman he can control. And why a man wants to parade his wife's goodies in front of everybody else, I think says a lot about what a tool he is. Yeah, that's what I think, Catherine. They're on the fringe, but I don't particularly want to look at her nether regions, okay?
Then you don't have to look. That is your choice to avert your eyes.
Well, what if they're right there in front of you?
What do you mean in front of you? What, you just come up box first and started talking to you? It's right in front of you. You can not look. You can look, not look at something if you choose to do so.
Well, if you ever seemingly to me, you want to get the real scoop, you go to thedailymail.com. Because our places, which are TMZ and Radar Online, I think a lot of those stories are really watered down. So, I'm a horse today. Must be a leap year day thing.
Must be. It has to be. We have to attribute it to that.
All okay. Right. All righty then. That's my moment.
Well, that
ladies,
was a moment.
Keep your damn clothes on. Okay.
I disagree.
You look prettier. You look
less is more.
There's mystery.
Less is more.
Oh, you can wear a little mini skirt, and I do think that those high boots.
Just wear a bracelet.
High
that's
boots,
it. Nothing else.
Sexy. Oh, come on. Come on. Seriously. How about if you had a daughter, and she wanted to head out the door?
I don't have a daughter, so I ain't got to worry about it. Don't have one of those. That's the solution to that. And if you have one of those, stand by.
For what?
Stand by, she might turn into one of those freaking walking around naked freaks when she becomes an adult. You can only guide the child so much. They will decide ultimately what path they're going to take.
It was bad enough. Girls were wearing their pants unzipped so you could see their underwear. And you'd see are those called?
Lizard lips?
No, those underwear they wear that are like a Band-Aid.
The thongs?
Yeah, and you could see the back of them.
Okay.
Cheesy, but I guess acceptable. Mm-hmm. Yes, Rachel, I can imagine they are.
All right, we're going to area code
like that,
yeah. 415 out in California, 415. Okay. You're caller number one. Thank you for holding.
Well, hello there. Welcome to the show. Hi, who are we?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Jessica. Hey.
It's Jessica. Yeah, how are you?
Good. Everything's good. I wanted to have you take a look at this guy. I'll just say his name starts with a K.
Okay.
I've only known him for like maybe 2 weeks. We haven't really spoken. I kind of like pulled away from him because there's a lot of like weird energy between us. There was nothing like romantic, but there's like definitely a chemistry between us. But I also feel really like sort of repulsed by him too. So I'm just kind of wondering what is going on. I mean, I like talking to him about business and I'd like to be able to have like a normal sort of friendship or some sort of something with him, but I can't seem to connect any more with him because it's just so something's weird. I think it's like a lot of projection going on or something.
Her intuitiveness has senses something
right
is amiss.
Why not cut to the chase? No, this is what
the
my,
cards, in other words, yeah. Yep.
My client list of doctors, female doctors, and lawyers, those that are in like high-powered careers. They're not looking for a free dinner. They're like, hey, give me the scoop on this guy, and if he's not worth it, I'm not going to go out with him.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
So, right.
It depends, right, on what you're, if you're looking, if you just want to go out and have fun and don't really care if you ever see the person again, then you don't need to do the cards on that unless you're worried about dying or something. But if you're actually out looking for meaningful relationships, then it would be wise not to waste your time and maybe get an insight from the cards. Like
absolutely.
Right.
Because emotions,
life is short,
run strong in the deck. And the cards are really clear when it comes to matters of the heart. Okay. And I've got to tell you, right off the top here, he wants you to make the first move in a attraction kind of way. You know?
Seems a little odd.
He wants her to be forward.
Hmm.
And if that's not your style, well, this relationship is never going to go anywhere because he's a guy that takes his cue from the woman. Like she slips off her shoe under the table and puts her foot up on his thigh.
So he wants to walk around holding her purse? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Just saying.
He wants her to make the moves so that he won't get rejected.
Mm, so he lacks self-confidence.
Well, that's probably very true.
Okay. Just throwing things out there. I don't have cards. I'm just spitballing, as they say. All right.
Well,
go ahead.
He told me that his mom and his sister, he was raised by, like, very alpha women. But, like, what I'm saying is, like, I'm attracted to him, but there's, like, so many things I don't like about him that I pull myself away. So I just, what the heck, you know? Like, it's just weird.
Well, but
uncomfortable.
There's really good cards here, but they are of a more passionate type of nature, not really business. It's as if, maybe if you tell him to shut up or you put some duct tape on his mouth and you just, you know, have a go at him. But if he is really that off the wall for you, then of course this isn't going to be a good match for you. But you do have other opportunities romantically. You have one that's a little bit older than you and one that's a bit younger than you. And that's her right here, up here.
Okay, yeah.
And they may not have come along yet, but they're going to. And I tell you, under the best designation in the deck, I think is for sure to come true. And you've got that there's going to be, ultimately, and it can be up to a year, 2 years from now, but you are going to make a very happy home with somebody in a long-term relationship that could even include the M word.
The dreaded M word.
Yeah, that's right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
I want that.
So,
yeah, I want that.
Yes, and I don't think this guy is a contender for that. Maybe for a hookup, you know, but beyond that, I'm just not seeing it.
Could be one of those hookups that you regret, though. There are some of those.
I would not.
Everybody.
I don't want to do it.
Right.
Yeah, something doesn't seem right about him. Yeah.
Right. Trust your gut.
Well, and a good motto to live by is, don't start what you aren't going to finish. And I used to tell my dad off. Yeah. So, but don't you worry.
Well,
there's really good energy to this new year. Maybe because we were on lockdown for so long. But this year is going to be a real thriving, emotionally charged year, filled with, oh my gosh, lots of love, romance, success. I'm crazy about it. I can't wait to see how things unfold. And it seems ironic with the world in the situation it's in, you know?
Well, the world's always in some kind of situation.
It seems like
that, doesn't it? It's the planet we live on.
Yeah, this guy definitely is not going to turn out for you into anything. And maybe you can't even really discuss business with him because he does have...
Well, that's what I'm finding.
Yeah. Well, he's got sexual activity on the brain.
Yeah, I could feel that.
Can you?
Yeah.
Maybe he's too horny for... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I would like to just... I mean, we run in similar circles, so it would be nice if I could be friends with him, but I don't even think that that's possible just because he's like, he just always seems to irritate me. And then that's mixed in with the attraction. So it's just so like, is that energy ever going to wear off between us that we could have some sort of normal exchange?
That's a really interesting question.
And you have the cards, my dear, so you have to answer it, not I.
The thing is, though, you'd have to get beyond being irritated by him, you know, because he might just become more irritating. Does he speak with a lot of, like, innuendo? I mean, what I'm trying to figure out, is he too silly? What does he do?
No, it's actually like he doesn't hit on me. It's nothing like that. It's energetic. Like, it's just totally energetic, but, like, our views are different about things.
Rub each other the wrong way. They're just oil and water, maybe.
He rubs me the wrong way. I don't know if I rub him the wrong way, but I find him incredibly, like, triggering and, like, sort of irritating like that. He doesn't go to hit on me. He doesn't do any of that. Although he does ask me to hang out on the weekends, but I don't reply to that anymore because I can't. We have such different interests also. The only thing that we have in common is, again, I like talking to him about business, but I think that I can't even do that because I just find him so irritating. This is weird.
You know, the audience has thrown up a question to me for you. They want to know, does he remind you of somebody? An irritating person?
Yeah.
Let her speak.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, so it's brought up like, so that's what I was like wondering too, is like, did he just come into my life to help me clear whatever remains of triggers from, like, he was reminding me of a lot of past guys I dated like many, many years ago, like kind of player energy, sexual energy. Sure. And so I know that I've been triggered by that, and that's sort of what made me think, well, am I not seeing this guy clearly? Maybe, you know, again, I'm projecting onto him, so as those triggers clear, maybe he actually is a good guy, but I'm like, no, I feel like I am seeing him correctly. And like your cards are saying that too.
Yeah, I would trust
your trust
your
instincts.
Gut.
Your instincts, you like you said, you felt something was offish. You know.
We're just confirming that for you. But he does think, holds you in very high personal esteem. And he thinks the two of you would be very compatible as a, you know. As
probably one of those short-term flings. Or maybe maybe a recreational fling, not seriously committal fling.
He wants to constantly communicate with you, but you are not giving him the go sign.
Well, he's probably trying to, he has an end game.
You think? Yeah.
And then the end game is goodbye panties.
Well, but he wants her to make the move. So he knows he can jump right in.
You know, but that's the thing. But, you know, that's why it's so conflicting is because I get triggered by him, but yet I still have that energy, too, that, like, I want to speak to him also. Like, so it's, like, all confusing. He's the only guy that I'm sort of distracted by right now. So there's no one else. I need someone else to come in so I can have a real relationship.
Sure. And they're coming.
They're coming if you can be patient.
Yeah. And, you know, why not explore this feeling, you know, to a certain extent?
Be careful when you open a door.
Yeah, I wouldn't encourage him if you don't want to. I mean, this guy's going to jump your bones if you give him the...
Be careful when you open a door. Sometimes they never close.
So that's very...
Yeah, that messes up your life for a long time, then. You let somebody in that can really kind of mess things up.
Yep.
I've had enough of that with relationships.
Sure. And he might like the sugar so much he won't go away.
Remember what they always used to say about vampires? They have to be invited into the home.
They do?
Yep. And then, boy, once you invite them in, guess what? They don't really go away, those vampires.
Drink your blood.
Yeah, I want to drink your blood. All right, real quick, here's your, we're going to shift from vampires to angel cards. But here you go. The subject of your angel card is gentleness, and it's from Archangel Sandalphon. Be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, that's a good one.
You could continue to talk with him. He's in with good intention.
Good for who?
Well, he, listen, they're all a bit, you know, on the overbearing side sexually.
Well, but he's not, though, see?
Well, once she gives him that cue.
He's only a hinter. And, you know, he's only a nudger. He hasn't come right out and made a play yet. So, all right, well, thank you very much, Jessica.
Yeah.
We appreciate you calling, being the first caller. Yeah, we do many shows, and tomorrow is one of those days, too.
I am intrigued. Really intrigued.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Right on. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
All righty. Let's keep on, and let's
you
go
know,
to...
This is a really good spot, though. Let me say something here.
All right, stand by.
The cards are going to give you insight about the potential of something in your life. Okay, like for her, the potential is there for him to want to get busy, and there's good cards with it because he respects her and all of that. But people can change their minds. They can. That's why getting a lot of readings or learning this method is going to help you to really navigate your life. And some of our callers are going through some real emotional struggles. And someone said to me this morning during a session or this afternoon, she said, remember, I'm just trying to live my life. And that really hit me hard because we all tell these callers, oh, she needs to do this or he should go do that. But they're just trying to live their lives.
Oh, isn't that every single human on this frickin' earth trying to live their life? What kind of statement is that?
I think you're missing the point.
You're trying to live your life. Well, I'm not. I'm trying to end my life. I'm not trying to live my life. We're all trying to live our damn life.
The point, what I'm saying is they're looking for sometimes just to vent. They're looking for somebody that will, comfort them.
Okay.
Console them.
All right.
Okay. But not necessarily tell them what to do. And that's
well,
the thing
you don't
about
have, just,
this
when somebody,
method.
When somebody talks to you and says something you don't like, you don't have to do it. You don't have to freaking cry about it. People tell you all the time, especially if you work in a large place, you get all sorts of unsolicited advice. Unsolicited advice all the time.
That would happen.
I don't know that one.
Oh, geez.
International shout out to Laura in Canada, neighbor to the north also.
What I wish would happen is one of those movie storylines of a guy finding himself being a woman. I have a question. His head would spin with all the emotions that we women have and, you know, how we live in a lot of gray areas.
That's why we have pubs to go hang out in.
For you guys?
Yeah, so we can escape the insanity that you bring with you.
Oh, Jim has a... Was it you that said that joke?
There's a lot of jokes I've
why
said.
Why do men speak to women?
Nope.
What?
He said it totally backwards.
Okay, say it.
Why did God give women what, Deb?
Vaginas.
And why is that? What is the answer?
So men would talk to men.
Here you go.
That's terrible.
Yeah, you know what? Those jokes are terrible, but they're extra funny because they're kind of true.
You think?
Can we go to the caller now that I had to back mute?
Well, as long as you think that you're right, we'll let your balloon never land.
I'm not saying I'm right or wrong. I'm just saying there's a lot of truth to those kinds of jokes. Anyway, area code 775. Welcome to the show. We appreciate you holding. Is this our Wendy?
It is, my friend.
Well, welcome, 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 welcome. What news do you bring?
Well, Miss Deborah Lee was very accurate. She said, Wendy, you're going to find another house that you like better.
Dan?
And it happened, and I'm in contract.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy for you.
Well, they're drawing up paperwork.
Remember I said also, I'm shocked if you don't get that. It was meant
for you. Thank you. And it's just absolutely perfect for me and my beloved sister and nephew. And it's really nice. It's in a perfect area and it's real expensive, but I should be able to afford it quite easily.
Well, you made my day and I've been thinking about you because the cards are so
solid.
Yeah, they were solid for you. So that other house, the rat house, was a stepping stone to this one, is how I would think of that.
I suppose so, and it was by the grace of God that things turned out the way they did.
Oh, yeah.
Or were they meant to be all along?
That's the question.
The pondering question that mankind has
struggled
with ever since they were carving on cave walls when they're cave dwellers, yes.
Well, that house has consciousness.
And go ahead. Miss Lee stated, Wendy, you'll know it when you see it. And this is it. And I have a real good realtor. Her name is Geneva, totally different than the first one. And I hope there's a man named Shook that is the mortgage man. And I hope he saves me every penny he can. He said he would. And so it looks like we may be moving in on Easter Sunday, March 31.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
That's right. Easter is in March this year.
That's right.
It is indeed.
Is that Easter this year?
Yes.
The
She just said so.
Mm.
And so, I've heard that before. Yes.
Will my sister, nephew, and I be happy forever and ever in this beautiful house?
Oh, I love that question.
Ooh, the forever and ever question. That's,
let's take a look right
deep.
Now.
Yeah, I can see. You know, yeah, well, the cards will tell, obviously. But
when you finally get there and you're settled, I would love if you would email me some photos
of
your house.
What are the specifics? When was this house built?
Oh, it was built, I think, 20 years ago or so. But in regards to the email, I'll send you the listing right now, today.
Oh, I would love that. Please do.
So in house life, it's not old.
No, it's very
20 years.
New.
Yeah, 20 years. And it's not super new where there might be some little quirks and kinks that didn't get worked out. It's 20 years. It's probably nice and well-seasoned and ready for action. Yeah, 20 years is young for a house unless it was had 20 years of frat people living in it. 20 years is not old. Frat people are living for 30.
It's written in the stars. I wanted a wood-burning fireplace, and I got it. And I wanted an electric stove, and I got it. And and guess what? There's real wood floors.
Oh, that's lovely.
They're nice, but, you know, they also have their downfall. I've had many of them.
Well, you're a man. We're talking woman speak here about...
I'm just saying.
And it has
I would throw lots of rugs out so they don't wear
the
out.
It has a courtyard in the front with a fountain. And in the back, it has real nice patio, really nice, with another fountain. And it's a huge corner lot with a great big, huge pine tree.
Oh, that sounds so nice. So here, yes, absolutely. This house is a dream house for you, your sister, and the nephew. Now, bear in mind, it's going to be like regular life. Every once in a while, there'll be some ups and downs.
But it's nothing to do with the house,
nothing
typically, right?
The house.
Right.
No,
I mean,
the house.
You live with people, there's conflicts.
That house was built with love, and love resides there. There's no doubt in my mind about it.
I mean, it wasn't built with hate and Satan didn't, wasn't a realtor or anything? That's good to know.
No, it is really a house.
It's all Christian and angels and Christ. And So I'm absolutely thrilled. The whole thing is based upon Christianity. I know this is God's will. And the builder has quite the reputation for building really well-built homes. So I'm quite thrilled, and we're looking forward to moving. And I hope that my current apartment, our lease is actually up at the end of May. So I'll pay for March. I'm going to ask the office if they'll give me grace and just let me out of the lease and be out of here. So they'll be able to rent this apartment. It's a prime location.
I'm sure
that they'll be able to rent it. So, and they'll have a month to rent it. Will they allow me to break the lease without any financial issues?
I think that's going to flow like silk, all of this, to fall into place for you. So, yes, I think that they will be very happy because it's in a very desirable place, that apartment. And I think that they will, there will be a run on renters for them. So they, it's legal for them to take money from you and money from a new renter when you're not there anymore. So they should close. Otherwise, nobody can move into that place if they take your money to the end of the lease.
All right.
They're not going to do that.
No, they won't. And we must move on. Okay. But here is your angel card. And it's interesting. It says career transition. Now you have to take that with a grain of salt, that subject. It's from Archangel Shamael. Your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. And career is a relative term. It doesn't necessarily mean
it's a way of life. It's,
a career change could be a lifestyle change. And this could be this moving into this. You're getting ready to change your entire lifestyle and outlook.
Into
the house.
I guarantee you.
Right.
And
yeah,
this home is within walking distance to the very ritzy clubhouse. And my realtor said that she thinks I'm going to meet a handsome man because there's a lot of people that are artsy like I am. And even though I'm 72, there's a lot of people my age. So we'll see what's in the stars.
Oh, I saw a man in your reading. Okay. And we'll look at next time.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you so much for calling and holding, Wendy. Well, congratulations.
I think you are floating on a cloud and you have every reason.
Thank you. And I think this is God's Christian will. So God bless you both. Thank you.
I wanted
to celebrate.
You.
And look for my email.
I certainly will. Thank you.
Like it very much.
Now, that was a situation where the cards were clear as a bell. We've heard that recently. I don't know what that means, clear as a bell.
We mentioned that yesterday, I think. Yeah.
The energy that came from that spread was super strong. And that's why I said I would be shocked. And there was already a contract on it. Look at that.
All right. Here we go. We're going to go to the next caller, area code 312, moving to Illinois. 312, welcome. You're the next caller.
Yes. Hello. Welcome.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing well. How are you?
Good. So I'm now somebody that calls in every week. My name is Marquis. And thank you. I was calling to get some insight about an upcoming Zoom interview that I have next week, next week.
Zoom interview. Okay, cool.
All right. For a job, I'm assuming. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it's for a job.
And it's the second one. Yep.
The second one. That's nice.
Oh, that's very promising. And do you feel a good vibe about this?
I do. I feel a great vibe.
Good. All right. Well, that's cool. She wants more good insight that the cards can do. That's good. Good stuff for you, Deb. This is like good card reading stuff for Deb, right?
Oh, I love this stuff.
No, this isn't that tough for you, right?
I went on your website and I drew the Six of Clubs. It's so interesting that.
Oh, my God.
What is that card, Deb?
Yes.
What is it?
That's a card of effort and some things coming to fruition through.
Oh, so she's being rewarded for great effort?
Yes.
Okay.
And thank you for mentioning that you went on the website.
Sure.
Free. I'm in the process right now of taking that
the concept.
Yeah. And it's getting turned into a box of...
a physical deck that you can purchase.
You. Yeah, so you can take them with you anywhere. Yeah.
Like poker-sized cards that, you know, yeah.
I think they're going to be bigger than poker.
Really? All right. Well,
yeah.
whatever you
they
choose.
They gave me the dimensions.
All right. Oh. It is what it is. You know, it's all relative. Size is relative, so.
Oh, I think you've done an impressive job. Very impressive. And it seems like professionally your ducks are all in a row, and I would
okay.
be shocked if you don't get the job. Seriously.
Okay.
Look, and many, many good things to come through for you.
That's what you want, ultimately.
You
right.
really do. And I feel
yeah.
the only way to go for you is up.
Oh, yes, indeed. That's a good direction to move.
So you
yes,
go, girl. You go. You get that job. And
okay.
come back
Thank
and
you.
We'll celebrate.
And when is this Zoom interview?
It's on Monday, 3-4.
Monday. Nice. The first Monday of the month. Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. I have nothing but good feelings about this.
And being a second interview, that should give you a positive outlook. That's good,
yes.
too.
Yes. Well, good luck
yes.
to you, but I don't think you need it.
Well, you know, it never hurts to have luck whether you need it or not. They
exactly.
always say sometimes,
I need all the help I can get. Yes.
And sometimes they say you don't even know it, but sometimes they say you make yeah. your own luck. You just don't know how the hell you do it. But,
that's true.
All right, here we go. The subject of our angel card is leadership.
Wow.
From Archangel Gabriel.
Wow.
It is time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others.
That would
be
beautiful.
Tied to
Thank
new
you,
job,
guys.
You may be put into a leadership position.
Yeah, get out there and you just, you know, lasso that job and bring it home.
That's right. You do the voodoo that you do.
I will. Thank you, guys. I love you. Bye.
Alrighty, and we will be here Monday on News for the Soul, so you can call us.
Bell, I definitely
yeah.
will, and give you an update. Okay.
Yes, thank Wart, you.
Word up on that dog.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh boy, that it's turning into an electric kind of night here.
It's electric, boogie woogie.
Oh, I never learned that.
The electric slide.
It kind of looked, I don't know, kind of like the boot. What was the other thing? Boot, scoot.
Well, that's a whole different genre of music, though. You won't see usually those two things played in the same venue, typically.
Yeah.
The other thing is totally country western.
And what was that other thing? The macaroni.
Hey, macaroni.
I
always say macaroni. Hey, yeah. Hey, macaroni.
I just couldn't get into that. I liked watching
people,
it.
People, they like to, you know, the only thing, people like to do that line dancing stuff. And all it really kind of does
mm-hmm.
is it throws a bunch of strangers sometimes up together and it gives you an opportunity to bump into somebody and almost dance with them without asking, so.
I love
There's
you.
That social mingling
drunk
stuff.
Out there doing it.
Well, when you're drunk, you don't care.
No, and they're bumping into people and they're falling.
Well, if they're that bad, that'll get you kicked out of a place. So you start running into people and falling. You don't want to fall. Falling's not good.
Well, people do it.
They do, but a lot of times that's a flag for bouncers and bartenders to launch
a
person.
Oh, another one is I went to a bartending school long ago because you had to have certification. And one of them is, so this, if you're sitting with somebody and their elbow comes out, you know, slips off the bar, it's a very good sign that they're very tipsy. And well, I told y'all, Jim came to my bar where I was bartending with his pilot friend, Ken. Was
he
it?
Was not a pilot then,
oh.
Dan.
Dan.
He was not a pilot then.
And Jim was like this. And his friend, Dan, you know how he's always got that smirk? And he ordered a beer, a drink.
What time was that?
Huh?
What time was that about?
At night?
Yeah, we had started about
oh, yeah, it was
8, 9 o'clock in the morning. They opened early in Superior,
like
Wisconsin.
10:30.
Yeah, we had started
well,
early.
He was blithering.
18, didn't really have my drinking legs at 18.
Dan, you can have a drink. This one is not.
18 years old. The liver was not up to its speed that it is now.
And then Jim... very eloquently, threw up all over the bar.
Well, you know, beer will do that. You know, if you drink a lot of beer sometimes, it's the foam. It's the carbonation if you drink a lot of it fast. They say that a
and
lot.
I,
where liquor doesn't, a lot of times doesn't do that.
A bar towels, and I said, here, Dan, you brought them. You're cleaning it up. No, I didn't really like being on that side of the bar. Men get very forward with stuff. And I'd rather be on the other side.
Yeah, but if you're
them.
But your woman on that side of the bar can make a lot of money in tips, boy.
That's true enough.
Holy shit. Yep, I remember going to many places in Florida, which is wild back in the day. I bet it's not the same anymore back in
what,
the 80s.
Strip clubs and...
Not strip clubs, just no, just regular clubs, like social, where everybody's out there dancing and stuff, and they'd have barber chairs where you could sit down and you'd lay back in a barber chair and they'd pour shots, they'd mix shots right into your mouth, and they had like tubs of beer all over the place, different girls selling you, like, here's a bottle of beer for $2, and you give a $2 tip, so it's 100% tip, you know, that type of stuff. They make
Did
a lot
you
of
ever
money.
Have a
they
drink,
make a lot of money.
A drink in boobies?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. It was never on a bucket list to have a drink in boobs, you know? I don't know. It's not that big of a deal to me.
Or what, a body shot?
Yeah, body shot. Same but different.
Yeah, where
different.
She lay up on the bar and you suck it out of her navel.
All right, we're going to area code 520. Holy
thank you.
Turn up, Deb. Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
Hello, darling. Oh, how are you doing?
Well,
what happening?
The dance is finished, and I did tell you, Deb, that I did tell my girlfriend this morning when I took her where she needed to go. And she's getting out of the car. I think I told you this. I told her.
Yeah. And he said
okay,
it
so
very articulately and very sensitively.
So when I saw her at the dance, I arrived there and then she arrived and I said, how are you? She was a little like subdued. And I just stayed close to her and was trying to have, you know, she said, well, how are you? I said, I'm fine. And so I tried to, you know, amplify the fun, and I think she got a little out of her mood. Right now we're supposed to, she's in the club, a different club, and I'm going to go join her, but guess who showed up? Fuck. You'll never guess.
Who do you think showed up, Deb?
He's there. Hello?
Earlier.
Oh, he came in.
So he violated the boundaries that you tried to...
No, she softened those boundaries.
Oh, well, then what do you expect?
No, because when he arrived, I mean, I had changed my mind when I woke up this morning. I thought, oh, God, I can't do this. I'm going to have to leave. I'm going to have to sell my house and just get the heck out of Dodge. I can't deal with this stuff anymore. And so he showed up, and then I told him, I said, I was whispering in his ear, I said, you have invaded every part of my life now. I said, can't you go somewhere else to have fun? And he's dancing, and... He says, nope. And then at a different point, I said, I feel like a, what do you call those dogs that herd sheep? I said, I feel like a dog herding sheep because he kept getting onto the dance floor and trying to mix.
Australian Shepherd?
Yeah, I was blocking him. And he wanted to dance with me. He's holding my hands and everything, and I'm blocking him. And then I kept whispering to him. I said, you know, just leave everybody alone here, please. Just let me have my life. And, you know, and I told him a few other things. I said, I just can't deal with this. Just being, you know, he's smiling and enjoying himself, and he's just having a great time. And then after a while, he said, okay, well, I'm going to leave and go talk to the Flaccid Sultan. The Flaccid Sultan knew he was coming. I knew he knew because... The Flaccid Sultan was standing there smiling at me with a snide smile before he actually made his appearance, the neighbor. And then, so my girlfriend and I are walking out, and we're walking by my neighbor, and he says, I'm just saying goodbye. I said, yeah, goodbye. And she asks me later, she says, who was he? Because she doesn't really see that well. I said, I don't know, but she knows who he is, I'm sure. Anyway, this is going to get worse. He's going
to
go
I have got to ask you, Lisa, how does he dance? Is he good?
Yeah, he is. He's cute.
Wow. He's
Deb.
Very cute.
She has loving eyes.
Who does?
She does.
Who?
What? Oh, come on.
She would,
you know,
mm-mm.
Many of us have had husbands and boyfriends that should not even attempt dancing. No.
Maybe I'm not forgiving or picky. We're just all dancing. You know, we're not doing ballroom dancing or anything. It's free form. Some people get out there in couples, you know, but he was digging it, and he was so excited. And I thought, fuck my life. Fuck my life. He's going to be at every dance.
Well, was he dancing with you?
Yeah, because I kept blocking him from when I saw him coming onto the floor each time. I kept blocking him to not join the – and I kept saying – I said, leave everybody here alone. He said, are these all your friends? I said, for the most part. And then, anyway.
Yeah.
Deb, what are the cards today?
Well, let's take a good look at this. Okay, let's take a good look. And remember, I can only tell you what is perceived in the deck. You know, I can't make any diagnoses. Multiple.
Gee, thanks, Deb. I wasn't sure of that. Thank you for clarifying that. I thought it was a brand new word you made up. It's just one you don't hear a lot of. That's why I said it.
That is not Debonese. Debonese is...
No, I was kidding when I said that. I thought it was... I knew the word. It's like, you don't hear that very often. That's all.
I wonder what that was.
That was just her phone. Phone. She might have a party line with Satan.
No, I was reaching for my water. I was telling him on the dance floor. I was whispering to him. I said... In his ear, I said, why can't you and I go looking for another place for you to dance? And he said, nope, I'm here.
What did I call that move, Deb?
Dick move.
If that was a dick move, he's being a dick. Anyway, international shout out to Suzanne in Scotland.
Okay. Yes, hi, Suzanne. Yeah, well, here it is.
That's a dick move, and you know it, Deb.
It just went regardless of the cards. Right out.
He's just being a jackwad there. He could have went to a million other places. So, all right. Well, the cards will say why. The cards will say why.
It's right here.
There you go, then. Because I don't have cards, and I don't know why, except that was a dick move.
He is checking out the competition. Look at the men
what?
Right there. Now, that nine of. He's checking out the men around you. He's checking out
yourself
around the club.
Yeah, like you're married, like a kept woman or something.
Are you sure he's
married? Yeah.
Looking at women?
There's one there that was drinking. That
heaven forbid they drink.
Well, I couldn't go to a club and dance without alcohol.
Without the tail of the cock, a cocktail.
I don't know how they do that. I would feel so uncomfortable. Anyways, yes, there's a female here who was there drinking. Did he talk to any women?
Who knows? I would only watch, you know, when he was on the floors when I was trying
you
to block him.
You shouldn't get jealous over this. It was more of like just a nice courtesy, seeing her. Like, hey, hi, how are you?
Nice. What was nice about the whole thing? There was nothing nice about
anything. He was just dancing. He would come and dance, and then, he'd say, I'm going to go talk to the flaccid sultan, and then he eventually left. And then, does it look like he's going to be camping out at these dance places when I'm there?
What do you see, Deb?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I feel a question mark mentally about how, I just mean this in a general sense when I say you. I mean anybody as a you. How do you love somebody but not want them around?
I'm leaving him, Deb. I made the idea up this morning. I can't do this anymore, but I am going to be civil to him because I don't want war roses. But I'm making my plan. I'm going to sell the house and really look for someplace else to move.
I really think you'll do that. Yeah, I really, and you know what? You have seen this through to a point of completion where you will not have to look back and wonder what might have been.
Well, he's definitely going to make sure of that because the way he's acting.
I think
he's going to.
What?
Deb.
Yeah.
Is he going to keep going to the dances?
That's her question.
Right now, I think not. Okay. But if there are females there, he knows from copy or parties or whatever, he may want to join them. Now, how are you going to feel about that? If he comes in there, but he's not to be with you, but he says, let's say he goes to sit with, I don't know, Mary and a Kathy.
Just somebody two tables down.
Yeah, and he's not with you.
Well, it's like any breakup, you can see your ex all the time.
I told him, I said, why are you, I said, you've invaded every part of my life. I said, this is where I come to have fun and I don't think about you. I was telling him that on the dance floor. I said, why are you here? Why are you doing this? You know, even if he shows up with a female.
Yeah. Now, today I attended a training session. Remember, I told you, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. I have to go to this meeting. And they don't know you, and I didn't say your name. But I wanted some advice from an expert on what to think of all this.
What kind of training did you go to today?
I'll tell you about it later. With Gigi. And anyway,
oh, never mind.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they said that you have choices. You've made choices. And that you have not been forced into anything.
As I know far that. As,
but, yeah. But the thing is, for you to say he's invaded every area of my life, I find that a little bit maybe over... what would you call it? Overstated, because
the dance thing has been big. He's never been there. He's been hammering away for the last 2 to 3 months to find out where. I want to go with you. I'll dance with you. That's what his mantra has been. And I've said no. I've said no. And today I was saying to him the same thing I've been saying for the last 2 to 3 months. This is my space.
Yeah.
I get away from you.
It's
leave
a public
me alone.
Place. Right, it's a public place. Now, if this was going, I think, to somebody's house, you could have them not invite him. So,
I know.
You know
what? I just have to deal with it. I know that. But the thing is, there are plenty of places. That's what I tell him. Go when I'm not there. Go. Let's find some other place for you to go to. We'll go to other towns. I'll help you look. You know, I'm trying to think of all our alternatives. So, I mean, if he were going to some place, I wouldn't force myself in there. I wouldn't. I'd let
well, right.
him have his space.
Yeah, and he doesn't think the way you do. He's got, I still think there's some mental illness there, and we've talked about it in many different shows with him. There is an issue, and now it's like the more you push him back, he is coming on even stronger.
Oh, like a small, stubborn child.
Yeah, really. But I want you to be aware of one thing. I absolutely do not see any danger or any kind of threat towards you.
He's just going to be a pain in the ass?
And eventually hate you. So, you know.
Oh, really?
Which is immature, too.
Well, if he's acting like a small child,
right.
That's what they do. They're good. Well, it's not my fault. It's the other person's fault.
He's got an ego as big as a house. And even when you told him, I would really like you to say goodnight to me when you come back from somewhere. Remember we acted? Goodnight.
Childish.
Yeah. So,
but big question is this going to be a regular occurrence of him showing up? That was her question.
Well, the salt.
Or is it going to be semi-regular?
Might bring him down there. They may start hanging out.
Is it going to be regular or just maybe once in a while? Or is she going to be screwed every time she tries to go out? Is he going to show up? What do you think?
Well, first of all, he wants to let you know it's not your territory exclusively.
I mean, legally, of course, but, you know, there's respect. It's any kind of respect.
I would not force my... If someone told me that's their place,
like
I wouldn't
said.
Go.
Yeah. Right,
I
there's respect,
and
he doesn't have any.
And he's been hammering away for the last 2 to 3 months on it.
Yep.
And I've told him no. He's also hammered away, let's you, me, and your girlfriend have dinner together. He said it'll be laughs. He was so depressed, and he was kind of crying when he said that. And I felt sorry for him, so I broke down. I'll never do that again. I mean, it's just turned into a whole Frankenstein.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Exactly.
Yep.
And remember, he's very traumatic. You know, he knows how to manipulate you. Manipulate.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, he knows, but they're. He's gonna let you. You're gonna get out of this. You're gonna move, is what I'm seeing, and you are going to start over.
So is he going to show up again?
I think he will.
Yeah, I would say so without cards.
Not routinely.
Just occasionally. It might happen here and there. It's not going to be every single time she goes out.
He might even come with another woman.
To really try to start some shit.
But if you don't...
You shouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
You should not care if you are trying to move on. That should be... You should welcome that and say, all right, at last he's found another victim.
Oh, God. Help me.
That should make you happy in the long. I mean, I know it doesn't. You women aren't like that, but yeah.
I was just trying to get my own life together. That's why I started going out with my girlfriend. He even said he's a social butterfly. I don't know how other way to try and plead with him. Please, just give me my space.
Well, who can't keep him out of a public place.
Right. Well, obviously, legally you can. But and if he, obviously, there's no respect either.
And when I had a restraining order many years ago.
Well, that's the ultimate crazy thing.
An ex-husband, the person that was in that bar first got to stay there. Because he was not supposed to come within so many.
Yeah, how many feet it is.
Yeah, it was,
they all vary. Yeah.
The only place this couldn't be kept out of would be a hospital or any kind of medical type.
Some kind of emergent thing,
yeah.
Like a police station probably, right?
Yeah, and I worked at a hospital, so he kidnapped me from there, and I had to, he was going to drive into a building that was like six blocks down the street.
I'm sorry,
and
I'm
never
sorry that all happened to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but remember.
Yeah, but
I remember.
Karma.
Like Judge Judy said.
Karma, though, now.
I picked them.
But also, how's things going now, karma-wise?
He's dying.
He's dying, and you're not.
He's
karma.
Dying now.
Karma's a
but
bitch.
But I'll tell you, he said, see that building there? We are going to smash right into it. Oh, I had to put on the sexual pleadings. I kept saying, come on, come back to my house. Let's go there. We're going to make magical love. Because I wasn't ready to be, you know, obliterated. And luckily, I was able to talk him out of it.
You should have been some crazy Latino bitch.
Arrest, huh?
If you'd have been a crazy Latino bitch, you would have pulled a shank out of your purse and stabbed him in the neck.
Yeah, and then where's the car going to go?
Whatever, it's not going into a wall because you would have stabbed him long before you got to a wall.
You said Latino.
Let's that crazy. They got a lot of fire, man, some of those Latinos.
So,
chicks.
I'm just saying, you should feel relieved if he's there with somebody else.
Oh, God. You know what? There are plenty of dance clubs. There are plenty of places. There's plenty of music. That's not the only one. I'm going to try to plead with him. I'm just going to try to plead with him to do it somewhere else. Just
man, that ain't gonna work.
No, I think you're just going to give him a bigger
heart on. You're going to throw gas on the fire because he's broken. I wouldn't plead. I would say, you know what? I wouldn't plead, but you could make one statement and say that was bullshit. You didn't need to do that. Don't have to plead.
But maybe examine within yourself why this bothers you.
It'd bother me too.
Because
I love the dude and I don't want to love him. He's not my
sister. Trying to move on.
He's not a good dude to be in love. But I can't have him showing up in my face, you know, with other chicks. I mean, I'm not built that way. You know, and this is my place for 2 to 3 months.
What?
I mean, he was hammering away to find out where it was, how it was, and I kept saying, you know, let it go. Just give me a place. Let me go somewhere where I don't think about you.
Well, maybe I ought to look into some counseling, hon. I'm just wondering if that might help you to deal with all of this.
Well,
you know, I don't
right.
have...
Okay, so too much. You know,
but
this is the thing.
Okay.
I just wanted, I don't have to plead with him, but I don't even have to go. You know, maybe I'll just disappear on a nature trip or something until I sell my house. I mean, that might be one resolution. I've got to figure out a resolution for this.
We do have to figure out a resolution. Right. That is a fact.
The cards are not saying he will cooperate. The cards are not saying that at all.
No. Well,
you said he might still do it, just not every single time, but he still may occasionally just surprise her the way she doesn't want to be surprised and be there.
I think so.
Right. And might not be all the time.
This, to me, seems antagonistic on his part.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very childish.
Yeah, and you're making smart moves here, I think. Maybe it's best not to be there. You know, why don't you let him have that club and go to a different one?
Oh, because the friends that I hang with, and I go with them, and I have a great time. The band likes me there. They always nod and greet me when they're on stage. I mean,
keep going and see what happens. Maybe he won't show up.
You gotta do.
Maybe he won't show up every time. So if it's every once in a while, you'll just have to learn to roll with it. Maybe just tell all your friends, hey, if this dude shows up, I'm leaving. And it won't be every time, so you'll still be able to have most of the time a good time.
Yeah, and at least he doesn't drink, so he won't perform. You know, he'll
he performs in a different way.
He's
just there antagonizing her.
Let me call you tomorrow as I planned, okay? Are you good with that?
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to jump all over the radio show. I'm sorry.
It's your time. You called, you waited.
Yeah.
It's your time. Here is your hearing.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Here is your angel card, though.
Yeah, by him.
Here's your angel card.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's okay. You finish your sentence because it's your time.
I needed a space for the last 2 to 3 months, you know, and it was my getaway escape, and I was so happy. I was so happy. And he kept wandering away. Where are you going? What are you doing? Who are you doing it with? Oh, man.
Obviously, he is not concerned with your happiness. I think that's an understatement.
It's control.
Right. He's concerned with his happiness. Right. We all know that right now at this point. And so does she, but it's too late now. She's already involved, and she's trying to become uninvolved, and she's having a hard time.
And
he's not cooperating.
He wanted you to beg him to come.
Yeah, he's for some reason. Yeah, right. Go ahead.
And get close with all your friends.
Some reason in his mind, he thinks this will win you back somehow, pissing you off, which is really, I don't know what kind of brain that is, but yeah. All right. Anyway, here's your.
All right, Lisa. Here you go.
We're gonna be here tomorrow too. Also, even if you guys don't connect during the day while I'm at work. Yes, tomorrow. But here, your interesting angel card you have is patience, Archangel Jophiel. Your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still. They need nurturing and patience.
Deb, you said it. And thank you, Jimbo, for the angel card. Thank you. I'll take it to my heart. But the thing is, you said it. He wants to be included with my friends. He just wants my friends.
And maybe if he had, been beaten with an ugly stick, it wouldn't matter to you. But you find him so incredibly handsome and all that, it makes it tough. Because other women are going to...
Women love
him. Yes, of course they do. Honey, I've got to get to Teresa in the great state of Illinois. I'll call you tomorrow. All right, honey. Bye-bye. Yeah. And we are going to Miss Illinois.
Area code 779 in the state of Illinois, 779.
Hey, guys. I'm so sorry about the other night. I just couldn't hear you, and it was spotty. It was awful.
That's okay.
Hey, that's the world we live in. That's the electronic world we live in.
Yes. Oh.
Correct, right? So,
remember the old days
of
landlines? That didn't really happen.
God, no, it didn't.
The old school days and everything was hardwired. It was all good. All right, go ahead.
So I don't want to keep you too long. So anyways, so I think my relationship, everything in my relationship is really, really, really good. My car took a shit, so it's no longer, I think, a viable option to, like, fix it. I got to get a new vehicle.
It happens.
And let's see what else. I'm still not talking to my sister. So can you just kind of like maybe give me a general reading about like kind of like, you know, kind of help me maybe make a decision on this vehicle situation or something? I don't know.
Sure.
Still not talking to my sister. I know she's out there and she's still fuming about something, but I just, you know, I'm trying to teach people lessons, like stay the hell out of my business. I love you and I'll talk to you, but if you're going to start up in my business, I'm going to shut you down.
Now, are there all kinds of cars that you could buy? Or
I'm a little pinched right now because, yeah.
Well, they don't cost. They're not cheap.
My car had a catastrophic failure.
Oh,
so
boy.
Hit the bed. It's done.
Okay. We're talking like engine, transmission.
It's not done, but like the question is do I fix it, which is a complete overhaul, right? Or do I just sell it? And then, like, you know, as is to somebody, if anybody will buy it, and then I got to get another vehicle. Right now I'm driving my mom's car, so I've taken over all the maintenance and cost of my mom's car, which is fine, but I don't like leaving my mom at home without a vehicle. So.
Right. All right. Well.
Well.
And the boyfriend
is. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, the boyfriend said he would help me out no matter what, like either fix it or whatever. You know, he's trying to just help me. He can't make the decision. I have to make the decisions, right? But, I really like the car, but now I've lost all trust and faith in the car, and I know she needs to go down the road. It's just so hard when the car is in really good condition, except for now the motor's fucked, and, like, they don't sell for anything. So it's like, now I got to get a new vehicle, and it's kind of irritating, and I'm like, I'm pinched for money, but I'm trying to, like, be positive about it. I don't have to make a rush, but I do need to get a newer vehicle. Not brand new, used new.
Well, I feel it's going to fall right into your lap. And I'm thinking that's coming through the boyfriend.
So she's going to move on to a new vehicle, or a different vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, better.
Something different, yes. Well, I mean, when the engine goes... If it's not under warranty, I really don't. It would have to be some special car to replace an engine.
That's a
huge amount of dollars involved. It wasn't
a
lot of dollars.
Well, I think it was going to be about $2,000 to do it because he's not, we're going to do the labor, the 90% of the labor, right? Which is ripping out the engine, putting a new timing chain, all that other shit. But, like, I just don't trust it anymore because even though I know we could fix it properly, I won't have any faith in the vehicle and I can move it down the road. But by the time I dump two into it, I could probably only get $2,500 or $3,000 out of it. And $1,000 is not. Do you know what
did
I mean? It's not worth putting the money into it.
Did we have a timing belt that shit on you and all the valves also went with it?
No, it's a timing chain. And get this, in 2019, Volkswagen got taken to court for this known catastrophic failure. And it was a big deal. Well, I didn't own the car in 2019, so we didn't know about this failure. It usually fails between 75,000 and 100,000 miles. Well, I didn't know that you were supposed to replace that chain in 100,000 miles. My car has gotten to 140,000 miles, and she shit the bed on me.
Yeah, and a lot of times when they jump like that, then the pistons, the newer cars.
It has bent a bunch of valves.
Yeah, they destroy the valve.
The cars are
old cars. Don't
put the money into the cars. They're saying don't do it. It's going to become problematic from now on.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll just move her down the road. Okay.
Yeah, I think
that's
you
good. Yeah. So
It happens.
He wants to help you, and I think that's a good thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, with direction of this relationship and about your sister, you know, she is a very, a troubled, antagonistic person because she hates her life. I don't know what the heck kind of life you got that she would be so envious of, but she is.
She wants everybody to be miserable around her.
Didn't you say she's in a bad
marriage?
She's
mad. I know why she's mad. I get it. Yeah. She married somebody who's not the ideal what she wants, right?
Yeah.
He's a crop farmer. He's a trucker. He's never home. He's a hard worker. I mean, the man gets shit done, but he's never home. You know, when you marry a farmer or a trucker, you're marrying a busy man. You know?
Yeah.
And she wants somebody who likes animals and wants to raise cattle and stuff. Well, I got the man that she would love to have, but he has no interest in anybody like her. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And I want to tell you, behind closed doors, she treats her husband badly.
She treats him like shit. I already know that. That's like, I know she is not she is not nice to her husband, and I don't know why he bends over backwards for her and pays all of her bills and whatever else, but
I think she's trying to get him to leave. She is, so that she can start a new life for herself.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't doubt if she had another piece on the side.
I wouldn't either, and I wasn't going to mention that, and there is one. There is one. So she wants to hit this guy out of the house. She wants, you know, put his ass in the
street.
I
don't think it's a local guy. I think because she's a flight attendant, I think she has other things outside of the
Right. You are exactly right. And she would love to be put loose and fancy free and be able to.
Waiting for her husband to keel over dead because she gets a lot of money and then she's free.
Because
he won't divorce her. It costs too much to divorce her. It's cheaper to keep her than divorce her.
Okay, well,
I know that's shitty to say, but like, I know me and Ed have a very, very good relationship. We're pretty well suited, you know.
Oh, I agree. This is like a match made in heaven for the two of you.
He's good to me. He's on the cheap side, but that's okay because he does a lot for me, and that's what other people my family members don't understand. That, you know, he affords me a lot of the things that I love to do. So I kind of put him a little bit on a pedestal and treat him well. You know what I mean? Like, it's only fair.
You're right. And as they say, money doesn't buy happiness anyway. So
it doesn't. Money does not buy happiness. And if you're not happy with the person you're with, then move on.
Exactly. And Jim's got a card for you.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, guys. I love you.
Yep,
you too.
And your angel card subject is gentleness from Archangel Sandalphon. Be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments.
Yay. I like that. That's perfect.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you holding
and
being patient.
All right. Thanks, guys. All right. Love you. Bye.
Good luck to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon. Boy, there's been a lot of love tonight.
Love is in the air.
Yeah, love is good.
Love is good. Yeah. All right, Deb. Yeah. I think we got to end it.
We do.
We have to do it, but we will be here in less than 24 hours for Rebel Card Friday.
That's
right. So we're just saying goodbye to the Blog Talk folks first that are with us still or listening. All righty, Deb, do you have a... Let's do this. We haven't done this one for a while.
Everybody, hang up tomorrow. Hello, Summer Christmas Show Friday. You know what that means. Rebel Card Night. Down here. Yeah, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. And we're going to look to you. Ta-ta.